You're on 981 2NM, the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Fire safety is as important winter as it is in summer. Joining us to have a chat about a couple of issues that have happened around the region recently from the RFS, Acting District Manager Ken Heppelway. Ken, how are we doing?
Good, thanks.
Mate, a couple of grass fires recently. That's not great, despite being in the middle of winter.
No, that's correct. Over the last sort of 12 months, we've had a build-up with the rainfall. We've had a build-up of the grass fuels that are around now. And unfortunately, through winter, we get those frosts, and the frosts knock the grass around a fair bit and cause it to die, and then we start to get our grass fire season.
Ken, is it okay for property owners being in the middle of winter just to start up a fire? Do they need to have a permit this time of year?
No, there's no permits required, but they do need to make sure their fire is safe. They do need to notify their fire control centre or go online to the RFS website and notify that they are going to do any burning. If it's just a pile of rubbish, that's fine, but they've got to notify their neighbours 24 hours in advance and follow the rules and regulations.
A lot of that is so that people don't panic. If they see a plume of smoke, if they don't know about it previously, they might consider it the worst thing that could possibly happen, and it's a bushfire started.
Yeah, that's right. So we get a lot of calls for people that are legally doing the right thing, and it's frustrating for them. So, again, we just ask people to report any unattended fires. So, obviously, if there's people at the fire and it looks like it's in control, then it's probably a legal burn, and that's fine. It's just those fires that are unattended and there's no one around them, they're the ones we need to know about, and people should ring 000.
And obviously, do it according to the conditions. We've had a lot of wind recently too.
Yeah, also bearing in mind that the wind is coming up and we are getting those wind shifts through the day. People can burn off and then a couple of days later the fire didn't go out properly and it flares up, and that's some of our concerns. So they've got to make sure that if they do any burning off, that the fire is extinguished at the end of it. And, that's monitored for the next day or two, so that if the wind does come up, then it's not going to be a cause of problem and get out of control.
All right, so the best place to find out all the information is at the RFS website before even thinking about lighting a fire.
Yeah, absolutely. On the RFS website, there's plenty of information, brochures on what to do beforehand. Make sure your neighbours are aware, and make sure either your local fire district or go onto the local the website and follow the chain on there for notify and fill out your details and make us aware that you're going to do some burning, and we'll all know the better then.
Excellent work. Ken Heppelway from the RFS, thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for that.